Intercept.
Thank you for calling the tip line. Do you have a tip?
I'd say I do. That missing lady? I seen her before she went missing, by the big cave out by the old mall. Whole bunch of bats flew out, circled her, swarmed her back into the cave. Heard one of the bats talking to her. Sexy stuff.
Uh-huh. Thank you for calling.
My pleasure. Y'all gonna head out to the cave and look for her?
Thank you for your call. We take every tip seriously, and we will follow up as needed.
Okay, well you better, because I want what I'm owed. The reward.
Thank you for calling the tip center. Do you have a tip?
Hiding out under my house. She's dressed in all blue. She's also magnetic and allergic to light.
Uh-huh.
I've been hearing noises and I asked if it was her down there and she said yes. I threw some coins at her and they stuck. And she hissed when I shined a light at her.
Uh-huh. Thank you for your call. We take every tip seriously and we'll follow up as needed.
Wait, don't you need to know my address? What about the reward?
Thank you for calling the tip line. Do you have a tip?
Yes. I'm currently in my car. I'm following a very suspicious vehicle. I think she's in the trunk.
Uh-huh. What makes you say that?
Just a hunch. I had the right-of-way at a stop sign, but then this car, and the driver is wearing very large sunglasses, just cut right in front of me. And I just got this feeling.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's up?
Go ahead and finish your call. This is what I want to talk about.
They just keep coming in. Easier if I just do both. What's up?
But then right turn, and I was like, that's exactly what a criminal would do. And Dahlia, my service cat who rides on my lap, started kneading my thigh. That's when my hackles really went up.
Aren't you going to write this down?
They just go on and on. I know you said we need to take every tip seriously, but they never stop. Who are these people?
Dahlia and I are in full camouflage. The driver, he's looking at us, and I think they know we're onto them. We're going into the sewer. If we lose service, please send the reward to... Oh, no!
Oh, that's too bad. That seemed promising. The board is all lit up. Did you want to tell me something, or should I keep logging all these?
I just want you to take it seriously. Every tip, no matter how trivial it seems, could be the key to unlocking this case. Imagine if it were your family member missing.
Uh-huh. Thank you for calling the tip center. Do you have a tip?
Yeah, here's a tip. Check all weather balloons. The government just loves to disappear people in those and fly them off into space where they're sold to aliens as pets.
You got it. I'm telling my boss right now, and I'm flagging this as very important. Should we start putting the reward together?
Just try to take it seriously. For every 10 oddballs, there's one decent lead. I know it's tough, but try not to completely disengage mentally.
It's more like 50 to 1.
Did your boss approve my reward? Is the money mailed or is it Xena?
Check weather balloons. Thank you for calling the tip line. Do you have a tip?
Me again. I found my phone, but someone replaced the manhole cover and parked on top of it. I can't get it open. Dahlia and I are losing oxygen. Please, send help. Oh, I also found someone's hair comb down there.
If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Found the lost comb.
Lost comb found. Thank you for calling the tip center. Do you have a tip?
Well, I certainly do. There's an abandoned factory in the old industrial district. I can't help but think it would make a lovely place to hide someone.
Please stop calling. Thank you for calling the tip line. Do you have a tip?
It's all just too simple. While you all have your heads in the dirt, the clues are everywhere.
Clues everywhere.
What color was she wearing when she went missing? A beige. How many letters in the word beige? A 5. Same number as a pentagram. Interesting. Multiply that by pi, you get 15.2761, the exact width of the pupil of a tiger's eye. Who had tiger statues in their front yard? I think we all know the answer to that. But they are just one cog in a vast network, all plotting to take over the world. And what's the secret color? Beige. That's interesting. And yet, she wore it out in the open. She was taunting them. It's a known rule that the selects don't wear beige. Or if they do, you'll always see a star pendant on the lapel to offset the energies.
Offset the energies. Uh-huh.
But review the last footage seen of her. Notice anything about her lapel? Her beige lapel? No pendant. She was daring them. She was out in the open, risking her life, threatening to expose them. She's a hero, but she got too close to the truth and they removed her. Now where is she? Well, who else is in the selects? We don't know.
Don't know who's in the selects.
But we do know they tend to wear peach or taupe. They prefer lockets or medallions, typically with an eye on them. Tiger's eye mostly, but some do a goat, just to mix it up.
Some do goat.
And if you see them and make eye contact, it'll be in the database. So you can't look them in the eye, but you can trail them until they get on a boat or ferry or helicopter or jet. That's where they go to their stealth locations that are unmapped. You follow them there, you'll find her.
Ferry or boat or helicopter or jet to stealth location. Thank you for your call. We take every tip seriously and we will follow up as needed.
You are welcome. So when you find her, do you just wire me the money?
Yes, I think that's how it works. Shouldn't be too long after this helpful tip. Thank you for calling.
Wait, I didn't give you the cipher to decode my phone number.
That's okay, we'll figure it out.
Right, of course you will, you're all in on it. They got to you, you're all property of the Selects, this is all an inside job. We'll expose you, you'll see, you'll just wait.
Okay, I'm taking a break.
Found another comb.
This is coffee as it is, and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
Are you tired of store-bought body soap leaving your skin feeling dry and irritated? It's time to make a switch to something better. Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that handmade soap contains glycerin, a natural byproduct of the soap-making process? Glycerin is an excellent skin moisturizer. And here's the secret. Those factory-made soaps remove the glycerin and use it in additional products like lotions and creams. It's a sneaky move to make you buy two products when you only need one. Quality handmade soap that cleans and moisturizes. Say goodbye to dry skin and hello to the perfect soap that cares for your skin the way it deserves. Try Brianna's Handmade Soap today, crafted with love. Visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
If I could have your attention for one moment, I'm so thankful that you could all make time in your schedules to join me out on the sea on this beautiful day.
It's costing me $1 million an hour to be here.
Well, hey, you can afford it, right? We all can.
Woo! Yeah.
Look, everyone here is a champion, right? But today is not about competition.
You haven't gone soft, have you?
No, I can assure you I have not. I think our last quarter's earnings dwarfed your yearly revenue, if memory serves me right.
Whoa!
Sorry. Just broke my own rule. We're not here today to do that. We're here to take a little moment to celebrate our standing on this planet, right?
And to snort blow from the back of a dolphin, right?
I thought it was off the back of prostitutes.
You got us dolphin prostitutes?
No, seriously, I don't want to give away any surprises, right? We're in international waters. Everyone has their devices off.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say everyone here understands tech. If anyone tracks my jet, I just have them killed.
Okay, well, if any video evidence of today's activities escapes, I'd just recommend not flying in helicopters for a while, if you're the one responsible. That was a joke.
It was a good one.
Dude, what are you getting us into? Did you get us a whale full of blow? If we managed to not kill a whale today with cocaine, my company's writing this trip off as a climate contribution.
No, all in due time. For now, let's interface. Let's imbibe some liquids and I'll leave the rest to you. But as a starter, I want to introduce you to Merle.
Not really into old hobo dude prostitutes dressed in, what is that, burlap?
Merle is a hermit. He chose a life of solitude, of foraging, of being in nature, using his hands, and never making any money. And so I've invited him here today so that you can network with him and perhaps change your ways. Okay, enjoy yourselves.
Bro, is this a gag or something? This is prosthetics. This is pretty good work. Mm-hmm. That's a believable hermit grunt, right? Bro, you're really a hermit? Mm-hmm. Wow. Bro, why are you even here? You think, like, weaving your own clothes is gonna solve all the planet's problems?
I just like the animals.
You just... Oh my god, this can't be real. Have you ever even had an orgy on Molly in zero Gs?
No.
Never wore noise-canceling headphones during a role-playing encounter that was non-consent? You've never swam naked with sharks while a fingerless dwarf plugs your hatch?
No.
Dude, what has your life even been? Hey, can I punch this guy in the face?
If he has a price, go for it.
Hey, where are you going? Bro. Well, you were listening to birds chatter and picking mushrooms. I was scaling multi-billion dollar ventures to 1,000 times their initial valuation.
Bottlenose dolphins down there.
The animal's right. This smug superiority that all you degenerates love to cling to. Like if you don't engage with the world, you're somehow making it better. But my company's literally changing the world. Creating jobs. Feeding families. Have you ever donated $100 million to a food bank?
No. Never felt the need to buy back my soul.
Oh, he can talk. There we go. You're a hero. You walked out into the woods so that you wouldn't be on the wheel of progress as it once again carries humanity into a brighter and safer future.
Safer?
See this? This little handheld device that keeps an eye on what people say, where they go, the threats they make, and the searches and purchases that make them a danger. This little device in everyone's hand keeps us safe. That's what we all did. That's why we're here celebrating, and you were hired as a party favor so you can buy some new burlap to wear as a hat or thatch the roof of your hovel or whatever.
It's almost like you can communicate with them if you reconnect yourself with the natural world and remember that we're all still part of that, in spite of what you and your lot might have us believe. And I wasn't paid as a party favor. I was contacted through a dating site.
What? Bro, what? Seriously, you're here on a date? So you are the hired prostitute.
No, I was just contacted through the mail. Mind if I see that device?
Go for it, caveman.
I lived a life not that dissimilar to yours once.
Oh yeah? You had 11 digits in your bank account?
No, I worked in tech. Help design satellite system.
Hey, you hired a schizophrenic draped in burlap as the entertainment? Let's have a powwow before the next one of these and workshop party favors, okay?
Guidance mostly for missiles and lasers. But as much as I enjoyed the mental challenge, I realized that perhaps as humans, that is the very thing that keeps us pressing toward a horizon that will never be reached while leaving carnage behind us that we could easily avoid if we just stopped for a moment and asked what has lasting value.
Okay, just gonna go ahead and punch this hermit's face and you can bill me later. He has my phone, but it may as well be in the hands of a chimp. He won't film it.
Well, they say they're ready. Here's your device back. And you're right, I'm not gonna film you. I don't want there to be any trace that I was here.
Just doing some breath exercise and stretching before I execute this punch. My guru says anger isn't negative if it's excised and alleviated with intention.
Thank you for your phone. You know, the server that operates my software is still online. Was able to use your phone and SSH into the root and initiate a strike. Right here at these coordinates, as a matter of fact. Laser. Might not be great for you. I'm coming. Okay, well, it's up to you. If you'd like to join me and catch a ride to shore with these dolphins, I'd My day for you to get zapped by this monstrosity of a watercraft is an affront to hard work and people's wages and time that you stole from them. You know that. And the dolphins hate it.
What'd you say, Burlap? I was channeling my guru and harnessing my breath. Now, hold still.
Suit yourself. Thanks for waiting, friends. Away we go.
Hey, I owe you a punch in the face. I'm going to review some satellite images and find your hovel. Then I'm going to buy the land and build a data center on it. I'll probably name it after you, but not before.
You take photos of everything, your family, your trips, your life. But here's the question, who else can see them? With ND Photos, the answer is no one but you. Not ND, not advertisers, not the cloud. Your photos are end-to-end encrypted. No ads, no tracking, no training. At ND, privacy isn't a feature, it is the foundation. Available on all platforms and open source, check out ND.io, that is ENTE for more information. Use code INTER15 for 15% off on your subscription. Take control of your photos. Choose ENTE.
Hi there, Brianna again, the owner of Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that most mass-produced soaps contain animal byproducts like lard, tallow, and stearic acid? My commitment to animal welfare is evident in every product I make. Everything is vegan, meaning that I do not use any animal-based ingredients. My business is also certified cruelty-free, refraining from any animal testing. Beyond skincare, I actively support organizations that reduce animal suffering. With each purchase, 5% goes directly to farm animal sanctuaries. Brianna's Handmade Soap prioritizes kindness over cruelty. Please visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
Okay, looks like it's just you and me this week, Gemma. That's fine. I guess the flyers aren't having the impact that was promised to me by the printer. It's fine. Where were we?
Hi, is this the, Cinnabon place?
No, sorry, that's just down the way, about 50 feet. You should be able to smell it as you get closer.
Gotcha, thank you.
Sorry, again, where were we? Did you have any alien encounters or strange energies to interact with this week?
No, not really. I woke up one night convinced that a strange force was pinning me to my mattress, but I had just kind of twisted myself in my bedsheets, and all three of my cats were sleeping on me for some reason. But nothing alien, as far as I know.
You are gonna love these buns! Can't believe you've never had
them! Sorry, this is not the Cinnabon shop.
Oh, my bad.
No problem. The foil over the windows and complete lack of signs that say anything about Cinnabons should have been a clue. It's just down the way, about 50 feet.
Okay. Thank you.
So, the cats may have been protecting you. That can be pretty common. Often, extraterrestrial life gives off an energy that is highly noticeable to cats and makes them very protective.
I thought so, but when I asked Willard if there was anything amiss, he just coughed up a hairball.
That was likely the energy he absorbed while fending off whatever was checking you out. You have a very loyal and brave kitty there. It's 50 feet away! I'm gonna lock the door and just call it a loss on those flyers.
Hi, is this the Spirit Dojo? I have a flyer, but the address is kind of hard to...
Oh, yes, it is. Apologies. You are in the right place. Let me just... Yep, this checks out. Just let me stamp it, and that gets you one more free visit after today. Here you go. What brings you in today? That doesn't look like a scarf, but is that a clonal cloak?
Yes, it is. No one ever knows that. Okay, I knew taking a chance and coming here was the right thing to do.
Gemma over there, as you can see, has a level 2 pharaoh stripe on her scarf, so she's not exactly a rookie. And Gemma, this clonal cloak is really something. Where did you get it?
Well, my previous spirit coach unfortunately went to prison for tax evasion, but I was able to buy this for very cheap at the estate sale. All the other buyers thought it was a cape. Idiots.
Fun time!
Get out! That's enough of that. Okay, let's get down to business. Gemma had a tester visit her last night, but her cats bravely guarded her. What brings you in?
So much so that it took me about 10 minutes to unwrap myself from my sheets. I was very snugged in.
Whoa, those sound like extraordinary cats. Well, I've been having some visits as well.
And let me guess, you're not always wearing the cloak. God, I just love how high the collar goes. Almost impossible to find them in over the ear these days.
I wear it nearly at all times, but I do have to bathe on occasion, and sometimes it gets very hot in my apartment.
Do you not trust your techniques?
How do you mean?
Well, let's slow down a bit. That's what we do here, okay? We work on our techniques and give you tools to feel safe, even when not in the cloak.
When I saw this flyer on the bulletin board at my laundromat, I thought for sure it was aliens trying to lure me into some trick. But I have goosebumps now that I know that coming here was the right thing to do.
And 50% off your next visit, so those goosebumps can make room for more goosebumps. This recent visit, can you explain it?
Well, it was hot, so I had the cloak off. And the next thing I know, I'm totally stiff, legs straight, arms pinned to my side, but my hands, the palms are facing the floor, fingers out, stiff. And I waddled like that, heels always touching, down the hallway of my building, butting my head against my neighbors' doors. And when they'd answer, I'd say, "You'd better believe it's hot out there," and waddle off to the next one.
Classic level 1 Pinguino shuffle. Did you try to ball up your fists?
I did, but I was already moving down the hallway by then.
You can usually feel it coming if you have your gauntlet set up. Did you have 10 candles burning next to 5 crystals underneath the painting of Sasquatch?
No.
Okay, Gemma has a level 2 pharaoh stripe, so let's just slow down a bit. You have a long road ahead, but this is all stuff we can work on.
Does the painting have to be one done by me, or could I buy one?
This is adorable.
I'm going to take you under my wing, rookie. Let's go ahead and get the cloak off and get to work. So, the painting is most effective if done by hand. And before you ask, yes, it can also be the Yeti, but you can get really great ones affordably at the flea market. We'll go this weekend.
Okay, let's get to work. I didn't get your name.
Shelby.
Shelby, follow Gemma's lead. Exo stomp.
Huh.
Don't forget to grunt. Expel with force. That's step 1. Endo block.
Huh.
Good. Thoracic cross block.
Ha.
Apparition that thinks you owe it money.
Ha.
Promethean swamp energy.
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
Spirit of a great grandmother who doesn't approve of your lifestyle. Alien that wants to just know what you're up to and watch you sleep. Alien that's a clone of your best friend trying to snoop on you to get information. Clone that looks just like your dad, but is like way more judgmental. Alien that can cook exactly like your mom, but never smiles at you.